Everything is a choice. It might be a subconscious or an unconscious choice, but everything is a choice. You have 24 hours in a day, just like everyone else. If you're not doing the things, if you keep telling yourself or keep saying or keep hearing yourself say, but I don't have time for this or I don't have time for that, I'm calling BS on that. That's not true. You're choosing to not make time for it. You're not making it a priority. It's either an excuse, maybe you're afraid, maybe you think something bad will happen if you stop doing this other thing. But what it all comes down to is that it's a choice. You have the choice to change. You have the choice to make a different decision. And if you all is, and if how you're spending your time is an unconscious thing, then it's time that you stop living on autopilot. And it's time to hit the pause button, to hit the brakes, and to stand still long enough for you to decide what you do want, what you do want to spend your time, your energy, your budget on, how you want to feel in life, what you choose, what you are tolerating. I once heard Tony Robbins say, life is, you get what you tolerate. So what are you choosing to no longer tolerate? What's something that's been annoying you to no end? What is something that you are now choosing to do differently? And then pick one action, can be very small, but one action to show yourself today that you're serious about changing this and that you are committing to having a new experience in life, in business, in romance, in finance. Doesn't matter which area you choose to focus on. Just go with what comes to mind first. Go with what feels most important and then go with that. Choose that. Choose from your heart. Choose from what you desire, not from what you think is possible or attainable, because you are usually the one limiting what you're able to attract, what you're able to create, what you're able to do. You're only limited by your imagination. You're only limited by what you think you can or you can do. As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, you are right. So let's take that knowledge and use it for good. Use it for change. We're halfway through the year. What would you like to experience by the end of this year?